aside from what somebody wrote in the magazine, we are not a law firm. But somebody said Rice, Rice, Peterson, and Hillman, or Peterson, and Hillman, Rice, and Rice, or vice versa, and back and forth sounds like a law firm, but we're not. We're, this is actually our second show in 35 years.
And he ain't lying either.
Aside from that, over on the fiddle, a good friend of ours from Virginia, Mr. Ricky Simpkins. So Ricky's left is a fellow that Tony and I have known, like I said, for 35, maybe even 40 years. I lost track a long time ago. But we met Chris and her about in California when we was 11, 12, 13 years old. And we've stayed in contact ever since then, and we just started playing and recording again. But Herb Peterson on the banjo, great player, great singer.
Thank you.
On the mandolin right now, and a man who does many things, he's come from rock and roll to country and back to bluegrass and all sorts of fields throughout the music through the years. But like I said, we've known Chris Hillman a long time. Give Chris Hillman a big hand. We borrowed a couple of people from the Seldom Scene up in from out of Washington, D.C., and one of them is Fred Travers on the dobro. Give Fred a big hand. Another fellow from the Seldom Scene, Mr. Ronnie Simpkins, Ricky's brother, on the bass.
Yeah.
Give Ronnie a big hand. Over on the rhythm guitar, and sometimes he plays a little bit of lead. It's my brother, Tony Rice. My name's Larry, and we're going to do a tune now written by, who wrote this, Richard Thompson and Linda?
Linda, yeah.
Linda Thompson, okay. It's called Dimming of the Day.